In the run on Nebeza Medalev, the last word, seven lines from the bottom. So we have also seen that they ask on the Rif the following question. On the Rim of the Rif said that we have a Sugya Recha Lav Milsehi, that just the smell of something is not considered significant. So if a person baked bread in the tanner at the same time as roasting meat, so there was no splattering, we're talking about case, there was no splattering. So the only problem is it, the smell of the tzli went into the bread. So we should say Recha Lav Milsehi, and the pas remains power, but you can eat it with milchix. But the Rif says no, that you can't eat it with milchix. So Risha Shehikshu Lav Minamina Besef Perka Oral, and his argument is because it's the Stover Sheishal Matirin, you have another way of using it, Beheter, eat it with fleshing. So why should you eat it with milchix? So there's more over there in Yerubamis. The chaticha shel chata shenizar b'mei chaticha shel chulin lo yisale. So you have one piece of meat from a chatas that makes into 100 pieces of meat of chulin. So it's not lo yisale, means it's not bottle. Hiravashi taima hosam mishum dahabi dabar sheish shel matirin chol dabar sheish shel matirin afilo be'elof lo yibotel. So Ravashi says it's a davar sheish shel matirin. You could eat all the chulin with the rules of kedusha. So you have a way to eat it beheter, which is mamash the Rif's idea that you could eat this meat, this bread with meat instead of eating it with milchix. You could eat all of these pieces of meat with the rules of kedusha. But the Mora says,
or eat it by itself.
But which case?
I mean, why can't you eat it by itself?
But the case of the bread?
Yeah.
For sure, right. The problem is that the point he's saying, you can't eat it with milchix, even though mikra, then really it should be able to be eaten with milchix because there's no flesh, anything in it. But since you have a way to eat it beheter, so you can't eat it relying on bitzel, etc. So Lachar, this is the exact same idea. But the problem is the Morris says, Vasikna hasam, hod ravashi, medusahi. So the Mora says, Ravashi's statement, be'etzim, is a mistake. Bedusahi means it's a mistake. Because the Mora says, Laman. Ila koyin, mishrashori. For the koyin, it's not a case of Isra and Heter, it's Heter and Heter. So there's no bittul. Ila Yisrael, lo'ayla moser. If it's chatas, for Yisrael can't eat a chatas. So it's not davar sheishal matir, because it'll never become mutter. So the Mora is interpreting yeshal matir means a question of this item itself in the future becoming heter, which is the standard case. So according to, not like the Rif, that the Mora makes a lot of sense. It's not called davar sheishal matir in the fact that you have this item, another way to eat it now, beheter. The definition of davar sheishal matir is whatever iser you're talking about will eventually become mutter. So the Mora says it never happens. For the Kohen, it's mutter right now. For the Yisrael, it's going to always remain oser. Okay. Elohod Ravashi Bedusihi. So that's the Mora says. Therefore, Ravashi's statement is a mistake. The definition of Dabar Sheishal Matirin is that this item right now is Isser, and this item itself will eventually become Heter. In other words, whatever Isser you have eventually will be removed. But therefore, the case of the Rif, Avol Haipita Bahari Bisra Lo'ala Mashori Mi Bekuscha Lo'ala Mazasar Bolo Biki Dabar Sheishal Matirin Kimas Kana Dahasim. Okay. So Zok, the people are asking, are saying, so they say the same thought over here. Mimonosho, with me it's mutter right now, and with milk it'll never become mutter. So what's not Dabar Sheishal Matirin? Right. So they're just saying, we're saying that piece of chatos, for one person it's heter, and for one person it's iser. So this bread, for this way it's heter, and this way it's always going to be oser. So where's the Yesh Tumatirin? That's their kasha.
What does that mean?
Zaturan. If there's any mistake over here, it's the question. Right? The question they're asking is now, the word medusa means showing the mistake. It means it's like really a mistake. So he's using that as a you know, like, come on, you got to be kidding. Really, that's your question? Why the hosam hachikarminen came into the Yisrael or Elam Aser. So the Yisrael has no way to eat a beheter. So for him, it's not a double sheishal matirin. Lo manach re'etz Yisrael im neheteres shalkayin and a bedin. So it's not appropriate to, because since there is a person who has a way to eat a beheter, therefore this person who was going to reign also for it forever is, well, listen, you know, you should be bottled because somebody else can eat it, but it's mine. And it's like, you know, I have 100 pieces of chulam and I have one which I can't eat, and this one which I can't eat is messing me up. Like, yeah, because since somebody else can eat, you should give all to him. What do you want from me? The point of the riff is there's this person himself has a way to use this item beheter. But the case over there, the more saying that the person who has an isser has no way to eat a beheter. So what do you want from him? That's a simple answer to that question. Okay. Fine. It's Zot the Gemara. So the Mishnah said, person who's neuter from Cholov is Mutzabakum, right? And Rabbi Yossi answers. Someone wants to know, what exactly is the argument of Rabbi Yossi, Raminu, Min Hadashim, where a person makes his netter from Adashim, lentils, some also Bashishim, Rabbi Yossi Matar. So Ashishim was a concoction which had lentils in it. So
mostly lentils.
I don't think it's mostly lentils. So the first opinion says it's also Ashishim, which because he asked himself from lentils. Rabbi Yossi is matter because Adoshim is Adoshim and Ashishim have a new name. Right? So Lachara in our Mishnah, why does Rabbi Yossi say the person is not from Cholov, he's also in the Kum? Because the mindset has milk, it's milk. Yeah, but it has a new name. So the same way he says over there, even though it's a doshri, but it has a new name, therefore it's mutter. So over here also, it's, yeah, it's milk, but it has a new name. It should be mutter, Ramanashak. So why over here is a doshri, over there is a mutter.
Yeah, about chocolate milk. Now it's got a new name, but it's still milk.
Yeah, then we call it milk. Right, so called milk. Right. So your question would be more along the lines, you make it into cocoa.
I'm questioning whether it's peanuts or honey roasted peanuts. You can't have peanuts. It's still peanuts, but you've done something to the peanuts. It's not really a recipe per se.
The question, the person said, I'm asking myself from Adoshim. Okay, so he's saying, when I say the word Adoshim, I mean what people refer to as Adoshim.
Yeah.
So now that I put it into a salad, and people call it now a salad, they don't call it Adoshim anymore. I didn't mean that. I meant Adoshim, not salads.
It's a new name.
It's a new name. That's what the Moor is assuming right now. Okay. Shemura says, look, Hash. No, the correct way to understand now the Ron points out the Moor is not asking, you have the same steer in the Rabbanan. Because over here it says you're also Ashishim. Over here it says you're Mutzer Bakum. Right? So we should ask the same question on the Rabbanan as well. The answer is that the kol makor d'rabbanan was never really the. It's the way. It never really is the milk. I mean, it's mixed in milk, but at the end of the day, when you coagulate out the cheese and you're left with the whey, we understand whey really is, it's one of the parts of milk, but really it's a different mitzvah. It's not milk, it's whey. So that's why the Chumash says it's milk. But Rabbi Yosi came along and said, listen, it started out with the name milk on it. It's going to, even though later on you do this process, it remains with the status of milk. So they started out with a dashim on it. It should remain with, even though you mix it to something else, it should remain with the status of a dashim on it. Why is it mutter? So where says Lakasha, Marki Asre U Marki Asre. That really, Rabbi Yosi and the Chum are not arguing. That's not the argument. They're simply dealing with a language issue, because Neder was totally in the language. And the question was a language issue, each person discussing where he lived. Okay. Ba'asid the Rabbanon, the Chacham of our Mishnah, where they were living, Kar l'chalba chalba, ulakuma kuma. So people very clearly had different distinct names. When I say cholav, I don't mean kum, because people do not refer to kum as cholav. But Asher the Biyosi, the kuma nami karale kuma the chalba. Where Biyosi was, they referred to kum as the kum of the milk. That's how that was the name they called it. So when a person says milk, you mean everything that has the name milk on it. This also has the name milk on it, and that's why it's Asher. Whereas Rabbi Yosi holds that the case of the Dashim, now that it has a totally different, people call it the lentil salad or the lentil ashishim, they call it ashishim, it's a brand new name, so Rabbi Yosi says, so it's not the same name, so he didn't mean to answer it. Okay. Fine. Tanya. More just brings a brisa, which really just brings out all the different possible cases. I'm not sure that it's necessary for this last conversation. The more just brings quotes of brisa going back in the Mishnah. Hanoidim in a cholov mutzer b'kum. Tanabar Mishnah Tanakama says Asher in cholov kum is mutzer min akum is mutzer b'cholov min a cholov mutzer b'gvina. Even though cheese is made out of milk, but people call cheese, when I say cheese milk, I don't mean cheese. I mean milk. Mina gavina, what's the bechalav? Mina roitav, which is the gravy. So that's the liquid part of it. So what's the bekipa? Kipa again was the when you have these little pieces of meat which would fall off of the large and fall to the bottom of the pot. That was called the kipa. So gravy is gravy, and this kipa, these little meat flecks, is called kipa. Mina kipa is mutzer b'raitiv.
Flecks, yeah. Little teeny pieces.
Little pieces of meat.
Flakes.
Mina kipa mutzer b'raitiv. Now, Imam Rabbos is a lie if he says that this piece of meat is usher on me. So once he answered the actual items, he's not discussing theoretical meat out there. He's saying this specific, now something falls off of it, it's still usher, because he answered this piece of meat. So usher boy, uber right toy, uber keeper. So now he's usher in the meat, because he answered this specific item, and now the kippah falls off of it, it's still usher, and the gravy which comes out, it has the flavor of the meat, etc. in it, and the liquid from the meat, that's vaiter usher, that's all him, all the usher. When I say I'm asking myself on wine, I don't mean foods which have wine as an ingredient, even though you can taste the wine. That's some people say when they say, well, I'm asking myself on wine, I don't mean wine with cooked chicken. I don't mean chicken. But he says, a person asks this specific barrel of wine, this specific bottle of wine, and then you pour that wine into the food. And when up the tavshel im yesh per tam yayin, there is also. So if there's no tam yayin, it's bottle. So there's a dinner bittel, like any other is a dinner bittel. But if you could taste it, so your wine, which is usher, is there, so you can't eat it. Okay. Zakhtaran. Shishim is Omer Yerushalmi. What is that? Shishim is inu tzulefchoy. Tzulefchoy is the Aramaic word for lentils. The megavel, and you mix them up with matagnon b'dvash, and then you fry them with honey. Rabbi Yossi part. The more is asking the steer Rabbi Yossi. Why? Dealer Rabbanon Lakasha. So the Rabbanon also have a steer. No, I can answer the steer and the Rabbanon. The Alba Gav, the Gabi Cholav, Sharu Bakum, even though when they say by a case of milk, when a person asks his milk in himself, he doesn't have in mind Kum, the way. Hanumishum, the Kum Lav Cholavu. That they hold that the Kum and Cholav are two distinct things. Abel Shishim, even though people refer to it with a different name, and you fry it in honey, adoshim nino, it's still adoshim. So it's also, so the chum I get. Abba the Rabbi Yossi kasher, but Rabbi Yossi is a stira. Tihachi sharu. So why in the world would you be mad to this case? Teretz is because it has a new name. The kivin the isbu dubsha ashishan mikrin. So if you tell me that you take adoshim, like Jeff was asking, that it's primarily adoshim.
It's honey lentils here.
It's honey, but since people call it a new name, Rabbi Yossi holds its mutter. So if that's true, so the case of the milk and the kum, it's a kal v'chomer. Kolshkin will have the meiser b'kum shudav racha legamri. Milk is milk and whey is whey. So why, but the case of the kum, he says it's osur. In the case of rashishim, it says it's mutter. It's counterintuitive. But for Kinnan, the more answers, the time of Rabbi Yossi's reason why he asks this in our Mishnah is because, see, his main shita is said over here in the case of rashishim. It's a new name. That's not what you meant when you asked her. See, you didn't have in mind such things. Fine, okay. Why in our Mishnah is it osur? Because people call it milk. Mishum the Ba'asrei, in the time of Rabbi Yossi, Mishum the Ba'asrei, Havikar, Lekuma, Kuma, the Chalba. Where Rabbi Yossi lived, that they refer to Kuma as Kuma, the Chalba. Mechol, Shashem, Aviv, Alav, is also, since it still has the source name on it, it comes from milk. So it's a loser. Abel Shishim Kiman Shinishtanu Vein Shem Adoshim Aleim. But Rabbi Yossi holds that since, due to the process that you did to it, people do not refer to it as the lentil, honey lentils. They call it a new name. They make up some fancy name for it, right? So a person asks himself on sesame. Halava is not sesame. It's sesame, yeah, but people call it halava. They don't call it sesame. So when you say, you want to ask for sesame seeds, you didn't mean halava. It's a new name. According to Rabbi Yossi. Shoru. Rabbanu Nami. Shemachu Shoru Bakum. The Chalmah states, Mutu Mishum, the Basrayu, the Chalbo, Karli Chalbo, the Kuma Kuma. Okay. Now, something more, something around. The term of Rabbi Yossi, Tainach, the Nerdim in the Cholov, Osir Bakum, Vishadayan Shem Cholov Allah. I get it. That Rabbi Yossi is going to makes kum osur because where he came from, they refer to it as the kum of the milk. And the kum of the kalba correlate. El nodim in a kum. Am I osur b'cholav? Holo correlate kalba the kuma. So, but a person would ask himself on the kum, why would he be osur on milk? Yeshalarma, the kima and the kari, the kuma, kuma the chalba, have the chalav a kum, dabar echad. So, milk has whey in it, right? And the reason why you call it kuma the chalba when you take out the whey is because, well, it's part of the milk. Well, if that's true, that's part of the milk. When you ask yourself in kum, you can't eat the milk because it's part of the milk. It's the kum.
Now, you can't drink the milk without the whey.
Correct.
The whey is part, but when you pulled the whey out.
Now, the Ran seems to have a gears in the Mishnah. Amish is a not even a call of mutzah b'kum. Rabbi Yossi Oyser, minakum mutzah b'chalav. And that's it. We don't have Rabbi Yossi Yosser. So the Ron's whole kasha is based on the fact that Rabbi Yossi Yosser is the minakum is also mutzah b'chol of Rabbi Yossi Yosser. Why? We don't have that girsa in our Mishnah. It sounds like the Ron had the girsa hanadim minachol of mutzah b'kum and minakum mutzah b'chol of Rabbi Yossi Yosser after both cases. We have the case number one, Rabbi Yossi responds, case number two. The Rana had the Girsa one and two, Mutter, Rabbi Yossi is Oyster in both cases. He only responded after both cases, and he said both cases are also. So the Rana, why? What's that about? So that's his answer. Okay. Now, this part of the Ron belongs back in Oman Aleph. This price over here, which has it, we also have back in the Mishnah. When a person says the word, I'm asking myself, on wine, so the person doesn't mean wine. When he says the word wine, and he thinks about wine, he means wine, which is consumed as a drink called wine. He doesn't mean the wine of an ingredient in a pot, in a recipe.
Why would we even think before then with the lentils? Then if you had changed them,
that's what Rashi says. It's also the mutter. We're dealing with the language. We're dealing with the language issue. She says, right? The next step is the case where I make this specific item usur. So now it gets a din isur on it, and it's like, oh, well, the isurim. It mixes with something else. Till it's bottle, it's still usur. So if I make these lentils usur on me, even though I make them into an ingredient, they're still going to be usur. That's not the case over here. That's not the issue over here. The person is saying, I'm not going to drink wine. What do you mean with, I'm not going to drink wine? I'm making wine usur on me. Right? I'm undertaking not to consume wine. So did he mean not to consume wine and agree? He's not thinking about that. So now we have the machlokes, Tina Chama and Rabbi Yossi. What about the case of Adoshim, which are people, everyone in the world calls them Ashish. Good. They get a new name. Right? When you said the word Adoshim, what did you mean? I meant Adoshim and not Ashishim. That's what Chama says. Rabbi Yossi says, no, but since the primary ingredient of Ashishim is Adoshim, when you said Adoshim, Ashishim is just a way to eat Adoshim. So that's honey roasted peanuts. So I remember the word culture calls them honey roast and not peanuts. They dropped the word peanuts. But the mice, that's what it is.
But is this any different because it becomes wine? It becomes a different thing? Or?
What do you mean?
You got grapes and then it become wine.
I'm not discussing that for sure. Grapes are sure, that's not the issue. Right? We're discussing wine as an ingredient. I cook with wine. So I have my wine basted chicken. So I can eat the chicken. It has wine in it. So I didn't mean, when a person says I'm not drinking, I'm not having wine, he didn't mean I'm not having wine in my chicken. The person says, this wine is usur in me. He makes this a specific, now it's an item of isur. You put it in an ingredient, of course it's usur. Kadam yayin sheni tav. Now the gifts we have is yayin zeh. Sheni toyim and nofel tav. Shem yesh b'tam yayin raise osur. The kima number sheni toyim osur fila yedei teruvus. The kima sheyesh b'tam yayin raise the toyim aboy. So we had this discussion before. Is the main issue of the word tam? Main issue of the word zeh. The word zeh, because it's a point, is because this is an item of isur. If you take the word zeh out, the point is I'm not going to taste wine. Well, you taste wine when you have the chicken. So that's the problem. So he didn't say I'm not going to drink wine, I'm not going to have it. He said I'm not going to taste wine. You can't taste wine. So the Rav said I don't need to make it even without the argument of zeh, it's still going to be usur. Okay. Now the Mishnah says over here, which the Ron then addresses in the next piece of the Ron. The Ron had the Mishnah over here, that piece of the Mishnah, which is Oman Aleph, had it over here. So that Girsa, that part of the Mishnah, the Ran didn't have there, he had it here. Which is the end of the, which means this Braisa, which we quote, according to the Ran, wasn't the Braisa ended also Barait Bekipoy and the Braisa. Mishmas Nisan, and Ritam Yain, what's the Batavshal? That's how the Ran had it. Person asks grapes, he's allowed to have wine. Because grape, he meant grapes, he didn't mean wine. Minazesim, mutzah b'shemen. Person meant olives, he didn't mean olive oil. Omer kadim zesim anobim elu she'eni toyim osu behenu b'yotzim mehen. So now if he says these specific grapes, so you can't now have anything from them either. You can't have the wine, you can't have the oil. Zotaran Amar kadim zesim anobim elu she'eni toyim osu behenu b'yotzim mehen. So now the question here is the main point, the word elu. So therefore the point is you made this into an item of Isser, and once an item of Isser, everything that's come out of it remains Isser. But the point is that I'm not going to taste. And you're tasting. So the Ran, but Gemara Mefarish Isura Ihava Mishum Elu or Mishum Shanitayim. Which one is the problematic issue over here? Okay. So the Gemara. Boy Rabbi Brachama. Elu dafka or sheni toyim dafka? Which one is the specific one which is the problem over here? Okay. So the Mora, if the point over here was the lashon of k'tanim zaysim anavim elu, so why the Mishnah say she'eni toyim? The point is you made these items specifically aser. So once you make these items aser, so then they become an item of iser, and now it's an item of iser. So same way you have grapes which are orla, the wine comes out of it is aser, so you have this item which is iser, what comes out of it is iser. So what's the word she'eni toyim for? You could have said k'tanim zaysim anavim elu also had a yotzim mehen, end the conversation. So what do you need she'eni toyim for? The Morse says, no, that's not a kasha. Could be that really Elo is lav dafka. And the main point is the word sheni toyim. Hakamash v'lo, and the avogab d'omer sheni toyim, d'omer Elo mitzer. No, I'm sorry. The Morse turned him to die that Elo is lav dafka. Because if Elo is dafka, you don't need sheni toyim. The Morse says, no, Elo is dafka. So why do you need sheni toyim? It's finished all the way around. But even though I say sheni toyim, you should know you must have the word elu because sheni toyim doesn't work. That's the chiddush of the mission. Davu gav damer sheni toyim I amar de elu mitzer viloi loy. Except for the shayla is a shayla. Amar rabba toshma. So let's bring a riot. Kainam Paris Ha'elu Alai Kainam Hamlepi Also Bechilufei and Migdulein. So he makes these Paris Osir on himself. So he says Elu or Hain. So he now exchanges them. So that's considered the item exchanged into a different thing. Or what grows out of it, so that's the item itself, is osur. Habayotzimihan is mutter. But if you would take it and get out the flavor or something of that sort, it didn't say that's osur. So you see that the main point over here is the word sheni toyim, which you didn't say over there. But elu means this item specifically. So when you take this item and you exchange the item with something else, that's called being the henna from the item. Okay. or something grows out of the item, that's the item itself growing, etc. But if you take it and you squeeze it out, that you can take the flavor out, that's something else. So that's Rava's right. So Morris says no. Who would not feel the yetzim and osir? Really, the case of yetzim and the loch is also osir because the word elu makes it osir. So why did it mention chilufein and gidulein? So gidulein is clearly osir because it's the item itself growing. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that the chalipin of it, which is just an exchange of it, I said it's a brand new item. No, since it represents the original item, it's also osir. So that's what the Mishnah wanted to be mechadish to me. But yetzim man is also osir. So Toshma.
Something you made from something, or the flavor now that comes out of something, now we say are both. It's basically the same, we're saying.
I'm sorry?
The flavor that comes and that emanates from something, that's right, that's what we're saying, the flavor.
Right.
Or something that grows from something, grape seed oil. Grapes, seeds that make grapes later. The flavor that comes from something, as opposed to something that comes out of something that grows later.
The point of growing is not because it came from, the point of growing is the item itself. It's still the seed. The seed is there. The seed has expressed itself in a plant, and whatever comes out of the plant is part. Again, it's the seed. It's not the seed. It's, you know, we're understanding that the process of the growth is the item just recreating itself into something else, as opposed to when you take the flavor out. It's not the item. So the more in the Habermin is saying the fact that it says the same way we say chalipin is. Chalipin is also. So I take my the grapes, and I sell them, and I get money, and I get potatoes. So you can't eat the potatoes. I exchange the grapes for potatoes. Potatoes are not grapes. But the point is, for me, as an exchange, they represent the item itself. So the gidulin is the same thing as the item itself. It's another expression of the item itself. Whereas when I take the flavor out, it's not the item anymore. That's the more is arguing in the hub in the original diuk, and we're saying no, that diuk is not necessarily correct. That diuk is not exactly correct, and it could be yotzim is also us. So the point of the we're saying over there is the other way around. So the chiddush is that chilipin is also. And because we give chalip the same way we understand gilulin is really just an exchange of items to something else. So chalipin is an exchange, and that's why it's also. So that's why I picked on chalipin and gidulin, and not yetzimian, not because yetzimian is mutter. Fine. Toshma. So the Gemara continues and says, on that case of Kedem Perisu Elu, it says Sheni Oichel Sheni Toyim. He says I won't eat this item or I won't taste this item. Mutter bechilufein ubegiduleyan. So the person says I'm not going to eat it. So I didn't ask the parish myself that the parish should be ulcered me. I can't eat it. Well, when you exchange it, you're not eating it. When I eat the potatoes, I'm not eating grapes. So it's mutter. Or what grows out of that is not a grape. So that they're, it's no grapes, whatever. But Yotzimihan is ulcer. So you can medayik, but the Yotzimihan is ulcer. So you have a raya over here that Yotzimihan is ulcer, even without the word elu. Just Sheni Oichob, Sheni Toyim. Or it says, no, I need the Lonosa, Beresha, Yotzimihan, Lonosa, not even safe for Yotzimihan. Could be Yotzimihan is also mutter. The reason why the Bryson did not discuss Yotzimihan is mutter, because that wasn't part of the discussion of the Bryson. It wasn't mentioned in the ratio, so we don't discuss it in the Sefer either. Toshma. Yeah. Now let's see the Ran. Boy, Rabbi Mechalma. Halfway down the page, a little less. Elo dafka shani toyam dafka. It's not the Ran. Vare pshita lei, the Rabbi Mechalma, the Bechamina Osagi. You know, maybe the mission holds you need both to make it osir. So that's clear to the Rabbi Mechalma assumed that it's either one or the other is going to be the necessary statement. The question is which one? As Masafka like E Elo Dafka, Velo Shani Toyim, Do Mahani, meaning Shani Toyim will not do it. But Shani Toyim Dafka, Velo Mahani Klau, the Elo doesn't do it either. But how do the more answers? If you tell me the Elo works, Shani Toyim Lamalis. So what do you, why the Mishnah says Shani Toyim? Ubedinu Dahavi Matsi the Maimer Lay, Nami, Ishani Toyim Dafka, Elo Lamalis. Well, the Kamai said, no, I can do it in the Edoch. So the Gemara is somewhat the way the Ron's learning the Gemara's question. The Gemara's question is you're making this assumption one works, and maybe neither one works by itself. You need both. So Gemara says no. So if you tell me you're confident that Eilu works by itself, so why you say Shani Toyim? The Gemara answers: How come Ashman the Alma Gav the Amar Shani Toyim Yamar Eilu Mitzur V'Lo. Okay, so the point of the mission is telling me that Elu is necessary whether you say Shani Toyim or not. Even if you say Shani Toyim, Elu is necessary. And that's the Kiddush of the mission. When we know I was at the round, I could then flip it around. Nami the e sheni toyim davka hakolashon the gabad amar eloi amar sheni toyim mitzur viloi loi. If I went from the other approach, the primary phrase is sheni toyim, you can ask this one in elo for the chiddush mishnah. Even you said elo, you need sheni toyim. Would be the other way around. Mikol Amedos, the Rambam have a question. Hechim is safka le the Rambam Rechama the lehevi shani toyim or the tvemi elu. How can Rambam Rechama say, you know what, elu doesn't work, but shani toyim does? Really? We have a mission not like that. Cut a paris elu alai. Also bechul lefein megidu leyin. Shani yoichel. Shani toyim. So we see that the word Elu is much more powerful than Shani Toyim Shani Oichel. Alma Tvei Odif Elu Mi Shani Toyim. So what's this Hava mean? Yesh Lorman not. So the Ran says, you're right, regards to Chilupin and Gidulin, Elu is much better. But that's not our Shaila. Shaila is, in the case of Yotze Mihen, what's the issue? Why is it different? The snow b'chal elu, the chalipin or something, the gedulin or something, are included in the word elu. The kima the yachdino, since you specified these items, shavino kachdish, you made them like hekdish. K'moshin afarish l'fenenu b'siyata d'shmei. I'll explain it soon. Shemachi, if that's true, b'dinu d'litzeru chilufein megedulayin. So, just by hektish, we say the exchange of hektish gets the din of hektish, and the gedulim of hektish get the din of hektish. So, kaidim is a form of hektish. So, I said these items that's like made them hektish. So, they're chalifa and the gedulim are us. Okay, Amar Shani Oichel Shani Toyim Loi Mashal Litzuru Kilufeim Gedulayin. I just said I'm not going to eat it. Well, when I eat something, I'm not eating it. The Rabbi Ha'af Kinu, he was specifically excluded the Isra of Chilipin Gedulin. Shereka Sha'ochel Chilufem Gedulin Einu Toyim Mehem Klal. So that's a sore over there. But in the case what I'm discussing the Yotze Mehem, I am tasting the item. So maybe Shani Toyim is the primary issue more than the word Eilu. Amar Rabbi Toshma, Kadim Paris Eilu Alai. So he's also Bechilu Fem Gidulen. Homer Yotze Mehem is Mutter. So why would that diak be true? And what was the Mor's answer? The Mor and the Havamin assumed these Yotzimehen usher, if Yotzimehen is also usher, Tvei Havi Rebusa Ashminon, the Yotzimehen is usher. There's a bigger Kiddush than the Yotzimehen. Why? Shabbish and Ishtanis Suras Aperis, Shasr Love, even though it was Nishtan and Suras Aperis, it's still usher. That's a bigger Kiddush than telling me. The item is here, and I've exchanged it into something else. That's the more in the Habamin is saying, Yotzman is a bigger Kiddush, and the Mishnah didn't say it. If it didn't say it, means it's not Osir.
Why? I mean, we're just accepting it because they may not grow, or may not happen. I understand that they're here. Why is it so hard to understand what to think that way? That whatever comes from it later.
No, we're saying the Mishnah says, I say this language, Osir, there's three things you can discuss. It discusses two of the three. So what about the third? So the Mor says, I'm going to infer, the Mor says, I'm going to infer that that case is mutter. Said, A, B are also, means, in the mention C, means C is mutter. The Mor says, no, the Mor answers, C is also also. But A and B are a Kiddush. So what was the Havamin of the Gemara? The Mishnah needs to tell me the Kiddush. The obvious cases, I don't need the Mishnah for. So tell me the bigger Kiddush, and I'll understand the more obvious cases. So the Rambam says, the back and forth of the Gemara, and the Havamin, the Mor assume that C is the biggest Kiddush. So if you tell me that the obvious cases are Osir, you don't tell me the Kiddush case is Osir, it means probably the case is not Osir. Otherwise, you would have told me that case. I would have said, obviously, if that case is Osir, for sure the other cases are Osir. Mor says, no, you got it wrong. C is the obvious case. A and B are the Kiddush case. So it didn't mention C, because that's obvious. The Kiddush, even A and B are Osir. Oh, that's why Mishnah had to say it. So the question is, what's more of a Kiddush? Is it Yotzimehen is more of a Kiddush? Or Chiluf and Gedulin are more of a Kiddush? So the Ron says that in the Havamina, that Yotzimehen is, you've changed the item to something else. You've taken out the flavor, but it's not the item. So that case is Osir. Kavach Harmer, when I take the grapes and I exchange them, and again, I'm not asking these grapes. I'm saying I'm saying this is also like Hektish. I'm just talking about Hektish. The Ron said before, the Loch is Chilufei Hektish or Osir, because it's considered an exchange of the item. So it's like the item is still here. So that's less of a Kiddush looked around than the case where I've taken out just the flavor, and the item, and the flavor has nothing to do with the item. So tell me that case is, the flavor is also, Kavach Harmer, exchange is also. The more answers, you got it wrong. Chiluvin is not the item itself at all. So, still, he can do lay and dummy. The Makosh can yotze mehen. She yotze me gufa yisr mamish. Okay. I want to finish this. Let's just finish off this run. But then, the Havimotz of the Mifshit Bayan, Mimastisa, the Tanya, Leelba Samach. Our boss is our lie. Osir boy, we wrote to the Kifoy. The Mastisa, the boy, the Mifshit. The answer, by the way, the Brisa before says buses, it doesn't say Shani Toyim. And it says you also in the flavor which comes out. Why? You didn't say Shani Toyim. So you see the word Zeh is good enough. So it means the word Edel is good enough. So if you want to have a Raya, I have a parish of Brisa. So why didn't more bring that? Because we're trying to see bring a Raya from a Mishnah. Let's run through the next round. Tashma Shani Yoichel, Habi Yotzimehen is Osir. Dibi Yotzimehen Mutter, if even Yotzimehen is Mutter, Vada the Gabi Shani Yoichel, Shani Toyim, Habi Rebusa Tvei, Shayusa the Yotzimehen, Shayusa the Lichil Fame Gidalein, can receive another Yale. The mission should always say the bigger Kiddush. If it didn't say it, it's a riot, it's not true. If you tell me, I said Shani Yoichel, Shani Yotoyim, and I'm Mutter Yotzimehen, that's the biggest Kiddush. I'm almost have the flavor of the thing. But, and I said the flavor. Mutter. Why didn't you tell me the case? Because that case is Osir. So you see, without the word Elu, Shini Toyim is still Osir. So it's the more Asterits. You're right. The idea of the Lanosa Beresha Yatsumihan, Mishum the Surah, the Kilufian Harabusa Tvei, Lanosa Sefer Yatsumihan. Since the Resha discussed A and B, the Sefer discussed A and B. If you're right, the Sefer really should discuss C. Okay.